A moment's prayer before the sermon. Let us pray. May the words that I speak now, the thoughts and the feelings that we all now experience, be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, 2012 has arrived. Happy New Year to everybody. It arrived certainly here with a huge amount of crash, bang, wallop, with all the fireworks going on all around us. It was a wonderful sight and a very loud noise. I wonder what 2012 will hold. Every year I try and guess what the next year will be like. Every year I get it completely wrong. Who would have guessed that we would have seen the things that we have seen this last year in places like Libya and Egypt? Who would have guessed we would have been seeing the mess that we're seeing in Syria now? Who could have guessed that the financial crises of the world would be as great as they are? Who can guess where we will be in 12 months' time? The New Year is a time for making resolutions. It's a time for reviewing life. It's a time for looking back over what has happened and looking forward into the future. But the only really firm message is you can't really tell what is going to happen. All you can do is be prepared to be surprised. You can't predict what human beings will do. And you certainly can't predict what God will do. We might have some sort of idea of what God is like, but we still can't predict exactly what God will do. Who could have predicted that God would choose to come into the world in human form, in the form of the birth of a tiny baby? For centuries, God's people were looking for God to come into the world in some powerful way. They didn't guess in advance that God would come in the form of a tiny, helpless baby, born amongst the animals in a stable, in a village hardly anybody had heard of. They didn't guess that God would come like that. But that's how God came. And in this Christmas season, we celebrate that. But also we need to think about it, to ponder it. Mary took all the experiences and everything people said to her, and she pondered on them in her heart. She searched through them, trying to find the meaning. The Christmas season, if you like, begins Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with one great feast, and there's another great feast on January the 6th with the Feast of the Epiphany. And at the moment, we're halfway between the two great feasts. We're halfway through the Christmas season. This is the time for pondering, what does it all mean? The reading that we heard a few moments ago from John's Gospel, those wonderful opening verses of John's Gospel, are a deep and profound meditation on what the Christmas story means. But as we try and grapple with the meaning, all the time we need to hang on to the picture that the other Gospels give us of that tiny little baby. As we try and understand what John's Gospel is revealing to us, we need to hang on to that picture of the tiny, helpless baby. Whenever you see a little newborn baby, I wonder if it has the effect on you that it has on me. I'm always caught up with the wonder of how anything so tiny can have so much life in it. I'm caught up with the wonder of life itself in this little baby. And the wonder that I have that life is there starts to overwhelm me. And suddenly, for a moment or two, it's as if the whole world, the whole of the messiness of life, clicks into place and things for a moment start to make sense. This tiny little baby suddenly, somehow, starts to make sense of everything else. It's as if it switches a light on so that you can see the rest of your life clearly. You look at a tiny baby and you see the wonder of life, and that starts to shed its light so that you start to see everything else in life more clearly for a few moments. And that gives you energy. That gives you joy. That gives you life. And those feelings that we have as we hold or look at a tiny newborn baby are what the writer of John's Gospel is meditating on. The coming of Christ at that first Christmas showed people the wonder of life, and the life brought light, and the light gave life to everybody. The Gospel of John says that the coming of God into our world is like the birth of a tiny newborn baby. But John's Gospel goes on to think more deeply and says it's more than that, because what was born as Jesus was the Word of God, the very sense and logic and reason of God Himself. At the very beginning of all things, says the Bible, God spoke a word and a world came into existence. God spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. God spoke and things came to be. God spoke and things came into existence. God's word created the world. And now John's Gospel says that God's word of creation has taken on the form and the shape of a human being in Jesus Christ. God's word which creates life, a life which creates light so you can see things more clearly. That word, that creative word, that life-giving word of God, that light-bringing word of God has been born in the form of Jesus. has come into our world in the birth of Jesus Christ. And that, of course, creates a deep, a profound, and a complicated idea. Because if it is God's word of creation that comes in Jesus, God is already in the world. God's been in the world since being. God didn't create the world and then abandon it. God's word is throughout the whole of life. The problem is that we have not recognized it. We tend not to see God's creative, life-bringing, light-shedding word in the whole of creation. We tend not to notice it. So God comes in the form of Jesus to reveal the God who is already there. And there's a really important thing for Christian mission in all this. The important thing is that we do not take Jesus to places where God is not, because there is nowhere God isn't, but there are lots of places where God is not recognized. And the coming of Jesus is what helps us recognize God through the whole of the world. When God comes close to us in Jesus, when God blesses us in the coming of Jesus, he is coming to his own, because God has created all things and is there in all things. So the blessing that we receive as we celebrate the birth of God among us in Jesus Christ is a blessing on top of the blessings that are already there, the blessings of life. It is grace on top of the grace. And so John's Gospel talks about how in him we have received from his fullness grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing. It's as if, as one theologian put it, Jesus is the human face of God. Because we have not recognized God easily in the world round about us, God comes in the form of Jesus. Jesus is the human face of God. He reveals to us in human form what God is like. He reveals it to us in human form because as human beings, it is human things we can most easily recognize and understand. Jesus is the human face of God, the one who reveals what God is like. And so the message is simple. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Jesus who began life as a baby and grew up to be a man. Jesus who loved people so much that he's prepared to give up everything he had, give up his life so that other people would flourish. Jesus who allowed himself to be handed over into the power of other people and allowed himself to be raised to life again. Jesus, who was prepared to do all that for the sake of others. That's what the tiny baby Jesus grew up to be like. And if you want to know what God is like, there's the answer. God's love is like the love you see in Jesus. God's care for each and every one of you is like the care and love for other people you see in the stories about Jesus. And Jesus was born as a tiny baby, helpless, placed into human beings' hands, the hands of Mary and Joseph, just like Jesus is placed into our hands. God's love entrusted to us, if only we will recognize it. But if you accept him, says John's Gospel, if you take the baby Jesus into your arms and let him grow up within you, if you take him into your heart and let him grow there, if you allow yourself to grow with Jesus, then you will find that as you take the Son of God into your life, you will become children of God yourselves. To all who received him, says John's Gospel, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, born not out of blood, not out of the will of the flesh, but of God. And so the message, the meaning of this Christmas season is that God, who is there everywhere round about us, engaged with his creation, but not recognized by others and often not recognized by us, God comes in the form of Jesus to reveal the wonder of life, to shed light, and to bring life. Life for you and me, and life for the world round about us, if only we can accept him in our hearts and let him grow within us and let him prompt and motivate us. And that's the only resolution we need as we go into the new year. Whatever human beings do for the next 12 months, our task is to stay close to Jesus and to spot what God is up to in the midst of the affairs of the world, and to point out to others God's ways and God's presence. Amen.